This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. New Mexico Philharmonic violist Willie Sucre welcomes the West Shore Piano Trio for music of Brahms, Mozart, and Camille Saint-Saëns in the second program of this season's chamber music series, Willie Sucre and Friends. The concerts are Sunday afternoon in the village of Placidas and Monday night at Macy Center in Socorro. And Willie Sucre is with us this morning for a preview. Willie, tell us about your guests, the West Shore Piano Trio.
A friend of mine, Heather Hong, is the violinist of the trio, and we know each other, gosh, let me see, since the 90s. And last year I got this email announcing that she has this wonderful trio that they've been touring all over the place. They have been very successful, and they were interested in coming to New Mexico.
That's great. Now, the West Shore refers to the West Shore of the Chesapeake Bay. So they're based on the East Coast, sort of in the Washington, D.C. area.
Exactly right. That's
and
where they are.
Heather Hahn played with you in the New Mexico Symphony.
Yes, she was a member of the New Mexico Symphony. At the same time, she was one of the few people in that time that was extremely interested in chamber music. And I think that's something special that we both share. Right. So it's wonderful.
Now, this program, the first half, is going to feature the West Shore Piano Trio playing music of Mozart and Saint-Saëns. The second half, you will join them.
Yes, with the Brahms Piano Quartet in A major. But I think it's a very nice program that is going to occur. I mean, since I was born in 1835, Brahms, 1833. So you have two incredible forces with two totally different ideas of how to build a master chamber music work. Saint-Saëns was extremely successful in everything he did. It came kind of easy. So his expression in his music, as you go into hearing this piano, in his first piano trio, you really hear the comfort of sound, the comfort of ideas coming out. Everything is pleasant. You have Brahms who, you know, he didn't have the facility, perhaps, than Saint-Saëns had writing his pieces. But I just love Brahms. I think he is an amazing composer. You can see perfection in everything he does. He can have a wonderful play harmonically. He can have a wonderful play rhythmically. Anywhere you see, you can tell that he's having fun. Yet, it's the kind of fun that is well thought out. In the first performance of this piece, Brahms was the pianist. So he writes to his family next day, basically letting them know that the piece was a tremendous success. And in a very Brahmsky way, he says, I was really good in the piano.
It's nice to know that he could pat himself on the back.
Oh, indeed. I think he deserved it.
And this piano quartet, it's also very rich in melody. It's got a wonderful melodious theme,
which is kind of typical of Brahms. Brahms is always singing. You can always see Brahms dancing. The transformation from one passage to another is usually so smooth. That's what I love about him. I mean, it's just simply, step by step, is well thought out.
Violist Willie Sucre is joined by the West Shore Piano Trio for music of Brahms, Mozart, and Saint-Saëns, Sunday at 3 at Las Placidas Presbyterian Church in the village of Placidas, and Monday night at 7:30 at Macy Center in Socorro. For ticket information, visit PlacidasArtistsSeries.org or the New Mexico Tech Performing Arts Series website, nmtpas.org. Willie, thanks so much for joining us again.
I thank you very much, Spencer. Thank you.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.